Amid the challenges faced by residents of Portland following this week's tornado, one alarming incident stands out. Very early Tuesday morning, 52-year-old Mary Stark was on her way to work when her car hit standing water near Charlotte Highway and Tupper Lake Road. The vehicle hydroplaned into a field of standing water and began to drift. Soon it was in water between 4 and 5 feet deep, and its driver was unable to open a door or break a window. Desperate, Mary Pline positioned herself in an air pocket and called 911 on her cell phone.
My car's in water. And okay. I can't get out.
And you can't get out of the vehicle?
No.
Okay, how deep is the water?
The water's up to my chest.
Deputies from the Ionia County Sheriff's Department, Brian Banks and Chelsea Castle, arrived and freed the woman, but Mary Pline spent some alarmed minutes wondering if she might not survive. Yesterday afternoon, I spoke with Ms. Pline and first asked her to revisit how the incident started.
Well, I had to go into work early. The country road, there aren't any street lights. I was driving the speed limit, maybe even a little less. I turned the corner in the road, and I was on the straightaway, and it looked like there's crops on both sides of the field, and it looked like the stuff had blown into the field from the sideways rain they said we had the day before. So I didn't think anything of it. I just thought I'd just drive over it like you do leaves. But once I hit it, water flew over my car, and I kind of hydroplaned, and then I spun a little bit, and then my car just drifted into the field.
When you were out there, did you think you'd be able to escape by yourself for any amount of time, or was it obvious from the get-go that you had a real serious problem?
Well, I thought maybe I'd gone into the ditch a little bit, and I thought I could maybe get out. But when I know that I couldn't open the doors with the car running, even though I'm not even sure if it was running at that point, but I put it in park and turned it off so that I could try to get the doors open. You know, they automatically unlock, and I just couldn't do it. I was pulling the handle and trying to kick the door at the same time and trying to kick the windows out, and nothing was happening.
How long were you trying to do that?
I was trying to do that for a few minutes, and then 911, I got a hold of them, and she asked me if I could do it, and I tried again, and I still couldn't get through it. But by that time, I'd been in the front seat, and the front seat had filled with water. So I picked my phone off the floor, and it was wet, and I didn't know if I could even use it. But I wiped it off and was able to use it, and I got into the back seat because the front had filled up, and I called 911 from there. But first, before I did that, I called my work and asked them if they could come and get me because I wasn't sure how deep I was in, but I thought for some reason I'd be able to get out on my own.
What were you thinking while you were trapped in that car waiting for help to arrive?
Well, the water kept coming up closer and closer to the top, and I was just thinking about my kids and having them be informed if I drowned, and thinking that I haven't had enough time with family and loved ones for this to happen, and I just don't want them to have to go through the grief of something so horrific that they're drowning.
We're talking with Mary Pline of Portland, who was rescued earlier this week by Ionia County Sheriff's deputies after her car drifted into water over in Ionia County near Portland, water that was 4 to 5 feet deep. Did you manage to stay calm for any amount of time then?
I think I did. You could tell from my voice on the video or the tape that it was high-pitched. I was pretty nervous there because it had started filling up in the back, and it left me with like a foot to foot and a half, I wouldn't even say that much, of an air pocket to breathe in. And so I was panicking, wondering, was the water going to beat the police officers?
That was the question. How long did it take for the officers to arrive?
Less than 10 minutes.
How long after the officers arrived were you freed?
Not long at all. Thinking about it, I'm surprised they even jumped in because I would have assumed that they'd wait for the fire department or the ambulance, someone like that. But they jumped right into the water and rescued me.
I've wondered if you ever had any doubts that the officers would be unable to save you for some reason, that they wouldn't be able to open a door or break a window. Did that ever cross your mind after they arrived?
No, that didn't, because I knew they had those heavy lights that they have, and I hoped that they just had something in their vehicle to pop a lock or break a window. I felt confident about that.
Well, you live to tell the tale. I'm sure you are one thankful person.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Mary Pline there of Portland, Michigan, here talking about her unforgettable incident earlier this week in rural Portland.